welcome back. Next Face the Chaser, it's Jackie. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thanks, Bradley. Thanks for having me on. Just one thing, though. It's not Jackie. It's actually Jack. Jack Tidball. What are you laughing at, you fucker?
We're gonna make a rule now, never say a name again.
Why? What's wrong with Jack Tidball? I thought it was quite strong.
I'd be straight down the court in the morning if that was my name. I'd have that changed straight away. Right.
Well, I'm glad you're having such a nice time, Brad. But can we get on with this? It's this is Tidbits Pod number 40.
The correct answer is
Tidbits Pod 38.
Fancy not knowing that. I should have known that.
Yeah, did get ahead of myself there a bit. A little bit embarrassed. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here and go and do Tidbits Pod number 38. See you later, Bradley.
Lovely to see you, Jackie. Cheers, Ty.
Howdy, partners. Bit of behind the scenes. This is actually take two of this one. And you could probably hear that we don't have the usual sort of forest, fieldy, motorway ambiance like we normally would. But yeah, because I was out walking with my dog and yeah, she was just being a bit of a bumbaclot. And also, there's some bits in this one. This one's actually got some prep where I want to read some emails. So that didn't really work walking and sorting the dog and that. It was quite difficult. So I just abandoned ship and here we are in my room, aka Tidball Towers. So you might hear the odd car go past, but I got the window shut, so that's, you know, it should be all right. But yeah, things are looking better for Tidbits Pod recordings. I mean, dogless Tidbit Pod recordings. I've got some new walking boots, so that's nice. I wore the last pair until they were pretty much husks. Like, I mean, probably really bad for my ankles and whatever, particularly with the mileage I was doing, but you know, getting the money's worth. And well, by the time I was done with those last ones, my big toes were pretty much like brushing on the floor. I was like, yeah, time for an upgrade, time for a reboot, thanks very much. And yeah, also the bright sun has gone now, so like the daytime walking is going to start becoming a bit more enjoyable again. You know, like not squinting and sweating and stressing out. Should be nice and maybe rainy, bit of, you know, bit more temperate, bit more peaceful. And yeah, anyway, let's get into it. Remember last time I said I was going to do a special episode at some point in August, following a message from friend of the show, little Jimmy Thompson. Well, this is that special. So I've done some digging through some old emails and I've gone through some pictures to jog memory. And today I'm going to talk about my time on The Chase. Today's topic is ITV's The Chase and my time on it. So I've put together a sort of, I got some FAQs I had written and that is what it was going to be. But yeah, now I can kind of get into the old emails and stuff, so that'd be quite cool. So what is The Chase? Great question. The Chase is a quiz program hosted by Bradley Walsh, one of the UK's most prominent Bradleys. Oh dear. Basically, members of the public go on, sometimes celebrities, and they go head to head with a professional quizzer. to try and win money. That's the format. And then Bradley's given him a bit of stick in between and whatnot. But I used to love it, but now after going on it, I can't actually really watch anymore. Like, just in case it's my one. And the magic's pretty much dead because you kind of know how it works. But anyway, how the fuck did you get on the chase? So bear in mind, this is about 10 years ago when I was more confident, better looking. I had the sort of bright eyes, bushy tail, the vigour of youth. I mean, curly hair, curls get the girls and all that. And Christmas was coming, so I thought, quick buck, let's get on a game show, let's make some money. So I filled out the application form, as well as, I did the Chase one, and then a few other ITV ones and Channel 4 ones. Didn't bother with BBC, because the prize money's shit, but I remember the grail at the time, the one I really, really wanted to go on was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because... I mean, it had been going for fucking ages. You could tell Tarrant was getting bored of it. And they kept on trying to spice up the format. We're trying to make it funny and adding sort of more jokey questions. So you kind of laugh your way to a grand. Like, at the start, you'd have to work for it. But by the end, it was like, what's the shortest distance between two points? A spiral? Man! Everyone's like just creasing up. Well, they're actually funny questions. But yeah, so I filled out the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire one. I was like, dear Tarrant, love the show. Love all the banter with the checks and stuff. I mean, checks, that dates it. But, you know, let me come on and we'll laugh our way to a grand and then I can be out of your hair. Ta-da, much love. But Who Wants to Be a Millionaire didn't reply. None of them did. Apart from The Chase. So... they replied, asking if I could come in for an audition. It doesn't look like it, but people do have to audition and stuff for that show. So there's a bit of back and forth with dates and shit. But let me load up this email and we can get into the nitty gritties. This is going to be a real deep dive. So, smooth. How's that for Phil? Just say the word smooth. Anyway, hello. Thank you for your response. We are glad to hear that you are available to attend your audition. Blah, 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 blah. The time of your audition is 12:45 afternoon in the PM. Please ensure you arrive on time, as any latecomers cannot be guaranteed an alternative audition slot. Attached is an audition information sheet telling you more about your audition and a map with directions to the venue. All right, let's get that information sheet, because that's what I wanted to read. There we go. Audition information. The auditions are informal and should take about 1 hour, 1.5 max. Please be on time. If you are late for your allocated audition, we will endeavour to move you into a later one. However, this cannot be guaranteed and may result in you missing your audition. When you arrive at the venue, reception will direct you to the audition registration room. Owing to a lack of space, we're afraid we do not allow spectators or children in the audition room itself or the registration room, although they may wait in reception if necessary. Sounds a bit dodge. You'll be auditioned in a group of up to 10 people and you'll be asked to introduce yourself briefly. 2 minutes approx. We know this can be difficult, but just talk about yourself. Jobs you've had, hobbies, physical activities, or maybe something amusing about yourself, or when you've taken a big risk in life. Not only will it give us a chance to get to know you better, but you will also get the best opportunity to show what a great contestant you'll be. We will be testing your general knowledge with a brief test, which will be played on an audio system. Please don't worry about this. It is just so we can gauge what level you are at. We won't be revealing your scores, and the test results are not the only factor we consider when deciding who to shortlist. If you wear glasses for reading and writing, please make sure that you have them with you. During the audition, we will tell you more about the format of the show, blah, 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 blah. And we will tell you at the end of the audition if you have been shortlisted. However, being shortlisted does not guarantee you a place on the show. We will be seeing people from all over the UK, so there will be a lot of people to consider. Due to the enormous numbers of people that we deal with, after the auditions, we will only have time to contact those who are shortlisted. We are unable to give anyone individual feedback about their audition, so please refrain from contacting us asking for this. Lovely. So one, two, skip a few. I'm at the audition. It was in the television centre building on the South Bank, which on the inside just looks like a normal kind of generic office. Not very exciting, but yeah, the other auditionees, they're all in there as well. And all of them looked exactly as you'd imagine, like old, tired. I mean, the type of people that they'd sort of help you play fruit machines in pubs. I mean, they probably looked pretty much like I do now. If I saw myself now from the past. Yeah, anyway, grim. But yeah, we're all sat in a line facing a table. And I mean, there's three judges behind the table. And they're the sort of polar opposite to us. They look like they were in like Nathan Barley. If you've seen Nathan Barley, you'll know what I mean. If you haven't, look up a video on YouTube called Being a Dickhead's Cool. Like, they were like that, like those sort of kids, hipsters, but sort of, you know, sitting there playing with their synths and stuff. And anyway, so I'm thinking all you need to do here is be nice, make some eye contact, sort of react to stuff, because these are all just, you know, these are just pure quizzes and they're not going to get on. So, I mean, from watching a few programs at the time as well, like, it was always the same kind of characters you'd get. So all you need to do is kind of work out which one you're the most like and then kind of plumb for that. And they've all pretty much got the same people. So first up, I mean, the first person, you've got the smug, kind of overconfident one that's got a little bit more kind of chat. Because they chat with Bradley before The Chaser comes out. And they're usually like an actor or a singer, or, you know, they've got a talent or something. Like maybe they're a quizzer themselves. Maybe they're a, you know, I don't know. Maybe they sort of fancy one of the chasers or something and they get them out there just to get the ball rolling. And then there's the middle two, which are filler, kind of dog shit. I mean, you can't all be ones or fours, but maybe a two or a three's got a sort of, you know, they'll have a sob story or something to warm the hearts or jerk the tears. But I mean, maybe they've got an interesting job, but they've kind of dealt with normally with a one liner. So it'll be like, she works in a kitchen. Let's hope she can cook up a win or whatever. But, you know, and then you've got the diversity quota used to be really, really obvious as well back in the day. So if one or four, the interesting ones, I mean, if they don't already tick a box, then you could be damn sure that two or three would be ticking one of those boxes. And then you've got number four, which is the wild cards. They're usually a bit thicker, funny, or maybe they've got a really heartwarming story, but they usually get a lower sort of offer and then a bigger high offer, and everyone's just sort of happy to have them there. They're the quirky one. That's the one that I wanted to be. That's the space that I wanted, because there's no pressure there. But anyway, the audition went well, and I got a message back to say that I got into the standby list, and they asked if I could like come in on a few recordings to fill in if anyone drops out. So I was up for that, and I thought it'd be quite cool to just get in there and meet some people and whatever, like maybe get a picture with a chaser or Bradley or whatever. But up on London's fashionable South Bank as well, so I could do some exploring. And oh yeah, before I get into it, let me find the standby email. If we thought that the other one was dated, this one definitely is. So here we go. Beautiful. Dear contestant, thank you for agreeing to be a standby in this block of filming. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the file. Lovely. Stand by contestant information. The recording will take place at the London studios, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for agreeing to be a standby contestant for us. We are very much looking forward to meeting you again and we'll do our best to ensure that you have a very enjoyable experience. We have put together some useful information below on what to expect on the day at the studio. We will be contacting you before your recording about various arrangements. Meanwhile, if you have any questions or worries about the day, however minor, please do not hesitate to call one of us directly on the numbers below. These will probably be some good numbers to prank. Best wishes, the Chase contestant team. So you've got the useful numbers there, travel, food, the format, mobile phones, health and safety. Here we go. Preparing for studio. This is the bit that dates it. So, I mean, remember again, this is about 10 years ago, and it's not bad, but I mean, I think they've gendered stuff in a way that I don't think they would do anymore. So, I mean, yeah, like this, like makeup. On the day of your recording, you will of course be getting your makeup done, men included. So, I mean, but if you have any allergies to any particular products, please make sure that you notify us and the makeup team beforehand. Ladies, we will need you to turn up at the studio already made up. Think going for a night out. Our makeup artist will then refresh and alter your makeup where necessary to make it work under the studio lights. This is due to time being very tight and unfortunately we'll be unable to make up everyone from scratch. Please avoid wearing glittery makeup. The makeup team have asked for everyone to turn up with clean, fresh hair. And ladies, if you wish to wear your hair in a particular style, please make sure you style it beforehand, e.g. straightened. Costume. We obviously want you to dress in your individual style, so try not to feel too restricted. For example, if you like wearing vintage clothes or bow ties, please bring them along. Television cameras and the lights we use on the show do place some restrictions on certain colours and patterns, particularly as this series will be filmed in high definition. So please bear the following in mind. Please note that clothes you may have worn on previous shows may not work on this due to the HD element. Loving that. Please do not wear white shirts, very light pale pastel shades, yellow, pale pink, shiny material like satin. All of the above cause the camera to overexpose as in a photograph and all the detail is lost. No plain black tops, you will look like a floating head. Checks, stripes or dots, unless wide stripes or big checks. Because these cause the sizzling effect, which you sometimes see on shirts and jackets on TV. No tops with logos or advertising them on them. No free advertising permitted. Sorry. A note for the ladies. Please ensure that you have a suitable coloured bra with as little detail as possible for your outfit options. Unfortunately, gorgeous lacy bras just appear as lumps and bumps in HD. Please also bear in mind, ladies, that there is air conditioning in the studio, so it can get a bit chilly. Right, that one's bad. But yeah, please please wear something comfortable to studio, as you may be going straight into makeup. And ensure that you have a top on with a wide collar, which can be easily removed without ruining your makeup or hairstyle. We would like you to bring with you a choice of at least 5 different outfits, brackets, tops, that you would be happy to wear on the show, which fit the criteria previously mentioned above. Our wardrobe department can press the outfit chosen for the show. Spring-like clothing works well for us. Polo shirts, shirts, or thin jumpers work really well for the men. Little summery tops don't work very well for the ladies. However, mid-long and cap sleeves tops do. Unfortunately, alternatively, a top or dress with a thin cardigan often works well, but not black. We are fully aware that this doesn't really leave you with a lot of choice, but just try and bring what you can. Please bear in mind, we will need to be able to hide a microphone battery about the size of a small cigarette packet about your person, so perhaps not too tight an outfit. There will be a full head to foot shot of you, so only smart jeans will be permitted. Please bring alternatives in case they are deemed unsuitable. Please make sure you have suitable footwear, no scruffy trainers. If you're bringing trainers, please make sure you bring alternatives in case you're deemed unsuitable. Ladies, please don't wear stilettos. A kitten heel is acceptable. You may be asked to remove any dangly jewellery on your arms or around your neck, so you may wish to leave these at home before coming to the studio. Thanks again for taking part. So lots to unpack there, but I mean, not now. So anyway, I'm a standby, and I hadn't really read through the clothing requirements thing, so I just wore the best thing I had at the time, which was this, used to wear this denim shirt, and then under it, I had a blue and white sort of stripy sailor looking shirt, which was pretty much all I ever used to wear to Tiger back in the day. And yeah, then I had a carrier bag, which I had a few of the old faithfuls in there. So I'm sitting there waiting for whatever to happen. It's just in this room. And then this lady comes up and she's like, "Oh yeah, you're Jack, aren't you?" I was like, yeah, no, that's me. I love you. Thank you. Yeah, wicked. And my best kind of showbiz voice. And so, yeah, this person hasn't shown up and we need you to fill. So I was like, yeah, quality. And in the first day in, first shoot, first bit of standby, and I'm already bumped up to proper contestants. That was cool. So yeah, I was taking fruit of the little hair and makeup bit, and they took my carrier bag of T-shirts away for testing. And it's just like you'd imagine, like one of those, you know, it had the mirror with the kind of all the light bulbs around it and shit. Like, make me beautiful. Sat in the chair, you know, all that shit. And so my makeup's getting done and they messed about with my hair a bit. I mean, I should have gotten a haircut really, but you know, I didn't expect to get on. But then the lady came back with the carrier bag and she chucked over a T-shirt that passed the sort of camera scramble test and sort of threw it to this work experience kid. It's like, this one. And, well, good choice. She'd chosen the classic, you know, the Tibble T-shirt that's pretty much in all of my travel pictures. I mean, right up to when I was... I mean, I think that's actually out in the Outback now. I gave it to one of my colleagues when it got ruined, but, you know, they might still have it. It might still be in Australia somewhere, but who bloody knows? Anyway, so, yeah, the work experience kid was ironing that shirt, and I'm having my hair and makeup done, and it was all sort of quick and surreal, and a random dude sort of walked in with a load of foil-wrapped sandwiches. He's like, "Yeah, turkey or veg," so... And I got the turkey. And then all this madness stops. Like the ironing kid left. The makeup and hair person left. So, I mean, this is also I could just change into that T-shirt. But I just left in this room. Just me and my little foil sandwich pouch. So, open that up. And, well, I just remember it being the shittest, driest sandwich I've ever had. But in my head, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, free sandwich, quality. So ate it, then I had a shit, went in Rome, then it was game time. So, I mean, we get led into the studio, and that's where you first properly meet all the other contestants and stuff. Like, they sit you in the chairs and whatever. It just all starts getting real. And I can't remember the names of the others, but first up, we had the big, confident lad, Elvis impersonator, you know the type, like Tory vibes. And then there was the like this lovely Geordie lady, and then another kid that was basically just another version of me, but better. And I'm sat in the number three space, the filler space, roommate. I mean, still, I mean, I was a standby, so I guess you can't be too picky. So I mean, now we're on the actual set, no audience. I mean, there's never an audience for the regular Scum, only for the celebrity ones. So, you know, the bit at the beginning as well, where they go, which chase is it going to be? And then there's a silhouette. That shadow is, it's just one of the crew standing there. So never try and guess what chaser it's going to be, because that's, it's always just going to be some randomer. But anyway, yeah, the good bit. So then out comes Bradley, and like he took the time to shake all our hands. I mean, class act, smelt nice, proper showbiz. So going, hi, I'm Brad. And now, you know, now the nerves are gone, you know. And then Brad sort of worked the room a bit, and sort of making sure all the camera's on, and he's taking the piss out of all of his staff and whatever. He's making some pretty off-colour jokes as well, tap dancing and shit. And we're all cracking up. That was worth the journey itself. And, I think they do that bit so they can get footage of you laughing and have a good time. So then later on, when any of the jokes in that fall flat, they can always cut into footage of you from earlier, like having a lovely time. And I mean, I remember that happened a few times when watching back. Like, you're like, hold on, no one laughed at that bit, but telly magic with some audience sound piped in and, you know, the footage of you from earlier, they can make it look like you're laughing at anything. So, I mean, now look out for that in panel shows as well. If they cut to footage of someone like doing a really big laugh, it probably means that kind of fell flat in the studio. So they're giving it a bit of extra. Anyway, so Brad's finished his bit. Everyone's warmed up, having a good time. But now it's time for proper filming. So no fucking around. First lad steps up. And I imagine he only got the first chair because they were going to get him to do his Elvis impersonation. But he refused. He's like, saying, you know, I'm not going to do it for free or whatever. And then, so the start was a bit shit. But anyway, he did well, got back. And I remember he had a question about Carry On, Don't Lose Your Head, which I was like, damn, I would have got that. But he got it as well, so whatever. He's back in the chair looking smug, loving life. And then it was the lovely Geordie lady, who I think was Geordie, but yeah, definitely nice, sort of motherly type. And she didn't get through when we were all gutted. You know the bit where they're choosing which option to go for, and they sort of consult the other teammates for advice, and like they turn around like, oh, what do you think? Which offer should I go for or whatever? Like, none of that is scripted. I thought they'd give you a bit of a prompt because, I mean, pretty much just out of nowhere, pretty much just everyone just says the same thing. They go, oh yeah, what do you think, Jeremiah? And you'd be like, yeah, well, if you're feeling confident, go for the big money. But still, if what you already have, you know, you've got a nice amount so far, so if you want to go for that, then that's cool. But also, we just want you back. So if you do want to go for the lower money, that's also fine. Just come back. I mean, that's all sort of off the cuff. I'm trying to say it now, but I'm not in the studio, so you don't have that magic. But anyway, so the only prompted bit you get is right at the beginning when you introduce yourself. It'd be like, I'm Clive, I'm 42, I'm a computer grammar from Bromley. I mean, that rhythm's always the same. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, from there. Like, I'm Penny, I'm 28, I'm a welder from Essex. Soy Paulo, I'm 35, a chef from Spain. Like, that kind of, whatever. But now, it's my time to go up. So, I mean, before the questions come as well, you've got a bit of, you know, a bit of the patter with Brad. And it's definitely Brad now at this point. It's not Bradley. But he's got some of your basic information that he's taken from the application forms, or maybe a producer's put together for him. And so I can't remember exactly what we said, but I remember saying that my favourite film was Cool Run-Ins, and that I would spend the prize money on travelling. So anyway, the chat flies by, and then you turn a bit and he's just asking you questions now. You decide, fucking hell. So I got a few right, one of which I remember was being about Tesco. And then that bit was done and the chaser comes back out and she sort of waddles out. I had Anne Hegarty, the governess, and she kind of, she sits down and then she cracks a joke and she, well, for me, it was like a Tesco callback she did. So she was like, oh, you won't be beating me, but every little helps, or, you know, some shit like that. And I mean, it got nothing on the day, but when it went out on TV, massive laugh, everyone's creasing, you know, Brad's doing a cartwheel and shit. But yeah, so then I had to choose my option. So do I go for the big money? Do I stay at the, I think I'd won $2,000 or $3,000 that I'd done, I'd sort of built, or do I go down for the easy question for like less money? And this was the cringy moment. So this is one of the things that I remember. So I'll be like, I remember last time when I said I was like, you know, about using slang words, and I'd never said it before, but out of nowhere, I mean, the phrase melt job just started to feel really good, started to feel like a sort of like a cool thing to say. So I mean, I said something like, oh, well, I don't want to be a melt job, but I'll and go for the low amount. So I'm going to stick in the middle. It's like, oh, awful. So melt job's out there now. And now it's time for the proper questions as well. So got a couple right. One about Monty Python, which I was happy with. But now, I mean, this is the really bad moment. And this one still kind of haunts me when I think back. But so essentially, I had to get this one right. Or if they got it right, it was all over. And right, it was something like this. So which of these symbols does not appear on the stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Multiple choice. Is it A, a camera, B, dancing shoes, or C, a television set? So now we all know the actual machine is called a television set or a TV set, but in the heat of the moment, and because I was in the studio, that people were calling the set a television set, that's what I was picturing, like a full-on set. And I press my button, and the buttons are really budget, by the way. They're like sort of little stickers on a chipboard panel kind of thing. So I press the button, bang, C. Gone for television set. So Brad immediately sees weakness. Yeah, why'd you go for that one, you dopey cunt? So I was like, yeah, my impression of myself. I was trying to picture the symbols, and I can't imagine what a whole television set, I mean, meaning studio, I can't imagine what that would look like on a symbol, trying to be all smart. And yeah, Brad plays it cool. He knows he's sort of given me enough rope, and he's like, well, the answer, diddly D, is dancing shoes, you cock. And of course it is. And the chaser, yep, the chaser's put dancing shoes as well. Of course she has. So she pipes in, like, really smug, loving life. Oh, you do know, you buffoon, that the actual, you know, the machine is called a television set. And then, you know, they inserted the ripple of a laugh or whatever in the show. So I was out, and they pointed at the route sort of to walk away. It's like, duh, 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 duh. And all we hear is behind me walking, which I didn't hear on the day, but you just hear Brad go, good luck with your travels. Yeah, good luck with your travels, you fucking slag. So, oh, walk of shame. And then they ask you if you want to stay and sort of watch the rest from a little area behind the cameras. I mean, you can't talk or anything, but you're just behind the scenes or whatever. So, of course, I was up for that. And, well, yeah, the Geordie lady had gone home, which was sad. But one of the producers, I remember after, they sort of, like, between a take or whatever, like, they sided over, they're like, yeah, well done. I bet your mates will like that. Melt job, that's funny. Yeah, good one. And I was like, in my head, it's like, oh, man, fucking Jesus Christ. But, you know, the rest of the show shoots by. the wild card got through, so it was only the first guy, like the Elvis guy, and him. And on TV, when it's all put together, the final chase, like the bit against the timer and stuff, looks really slick. But I mean, on the day, Brad was struggling with some of the questions, so they had to keep going back for pickups, and there's no tension at all. And then, yeah, when it was all over, all I'd won from the day was a dry turkey sandwich, and yeah, you just walk out of the studio just like you've just been through a machine, and on your way out, you just see, oh, there's the next batch of contestants already sitting there. You know, they're meeting Brad. Hi, I'm Brad. Hi, I'm Brad. Hi, I'm Brad. Yeah, hi, I'm Brad. Like, total professional. He's getting it done. But yeah, just cogs are turning. It's just the next show. They're already doing it. So now I'm kind of out of the studio and, you know, went for a little walk around the South Bank and my carrier bag of T-shirts. And, you know, like, took my time, did some London stuff. Full day goes by, get back in hours later, and, yeah, I'd forgotten about the makeup. So I remember just looking in the mirror like, oh, fucking awful. But, yeah, then it was just a kind of, like, after it's all done, you don't get any say, or you get a little thank you message or whatever. But, so you're just kind of like, well, now all I've got to do is wait, and when that comes on TV, I've just got to reap the whirlwind. But yeah, the reaction actually was it was generally positive when it came out, like about 6 months later odd. But yeah, thank fuck it's disappeared and it's not still on the iPlayer or whatever. But yeah, it's only a matter of time now before a repeat comes back on TV and I'm going to get a big fresh batch of ridicule, maybe. And someone's definitely going to record it this time. But yeah, that is my time on a chase. So thanks for sticking with this one. I know it's been a long old boy, and I've loved having your company right to the end here. I'm not going to split this up. I'll leave it as it is. And if you have had a nice time, please give it a good rating on iTunes. Hopefully I'll do another better one soon, kind of out in the woods and that again. That'd be quite nice. But yeah, give the rating on iTunes. You don't have to write a review. Just click the 5-star and that would be great. The email for the show is tidbits. Oh, fuck. I just remembered about the FAQ. So anyway, the email, tidbitspod@protonmail.com. La-di-da-di-da. Just having it already. Oh no, that's good. Yeah, so I've pretty much covered all these questions anyway. Yeah, here we go. So this is the only one really. So what are the chasers like backstage? Did you get to meet them? So no, I didn't. You just kind of churn through. It's all so quick. I mean, this is the thing. So the show on TV is about an hour long with the adverts in, and the recording was pretty much an hour. So I mean, they don't mess about. they're just totally on it. But anyway, yeah, that wraps up the Tidbits Pod 38 Little Jimmy Thompson Chase special. So yeah, I'm glad we made it to the end. I'll catch you next time. Subscribe and share and stuff, and I'll see you later.